Welcome to Talks from the Bible. A passage found in Galatians 2 and verse 20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This statement is made by the Apostle Paul. By being crucified with Christ, he has surrendered his life to Christ. He lives now by the will of Christ, by the faith of Christ, rather than according to his own will. Because he has been crucified with Christ, Christ lives in him, and he lives in Christ. Paul's statement is that the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Our life is to be lived by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. This life is called the Christian life. Acts 26, verse 28, Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. The Apostle Paul had been brought into the presence of Agrippa, who was the governor of Rome. Paul had preached the gospel unto Agrippa. Paul had given a testimony of his own surrendered life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was urging Agrippa that he would live his life by the faith of the Son of God. Agrippa's response was, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. We must not be almost persuaded to be a Christian, but we must be fully persuaded to be a Christian. The life which is lived by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ is the Christian life. The Christian life is the life that has surrendered to Jesus Christ and has allowed Christ to become the Lord of one's life. This person walks in the steps of the Lord Jesus Christ and seeks to follow him and obey him according to the rule and standard that has been delivered by Jesus Christ and God the Father through the Holy Spirit of God. The Christian life is a purged life. Acts 22:16, Paul was told when he was still Saul of Tarsus, the persecutor and blasphemer of Christ, And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Saul is told by this preacher of the Lord Jesus Christ that he is to be baptized. In being baptized, he will wash away his sins and he will call on the name of the Lord. The Apostle Peter had stated in the Sermon on Pentecost, Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. God wants everyone to be saved. He wants the least important of humanity to be saved, and he wants the most important of humanity to be saved. He wants the unlearned and the intelligent to be saved, the rich and the poor to be saved. From all nations and from all walks of life, God calls us to be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. We are saved when we are baptized into Jesus. For in this act of obedience, our sins are washed away and we call on the name of the Lord. When sins are washed away, we have a purged life. We are free from those sins. Our sins, transgressions, rebellions, faults and failings have been removed. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Christ has been sacrificed for us, so that we can become a new lump in the Lord Jesus Christ. The old leaven of sin and iniquity is removed through Jesus Christ. There is power in the blood of Christ for that blood will purge us and renew our life. Hebrews 1, verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus Christ is the express image of the Father. He upholds all things by the word of his power. And he by his blood has purged our sins, whereas now he is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The life lived by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ is a purged life. The Christian life is a devoted life. We are devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is sacred in our heart. He has been enthroned as Lord and Master. We follow him. We listen to him. We obey him. We seek to become as he is. In Matthew 20:26-28, Jesus said to his disciples, "Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." The Christian life is a life that seeks to serve not only God, but also seeks to serve our fellow man. We seek to help those who need our help, to minister unto those who need our ministry. In this manner, the Lord says we will become great in his kingdom. Those who would be chief, those who would be the important, are to be servants. Jesus came to serve. He helped people with their needs. He answered their call of distress. He sought to comfort their hearts and lift their spirit. He was the servant of humanity. Jesus came not to do his own will, but rather he came to help those who lived upon the earth. As his followers, as those who live their life by the faith of Jesus Christ, seek to help others, we seek to comfort, to minister, and to uplift. Galatians 6, verse 10, "As ye have therefore with opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." We are to do good unto all men. Ephesians 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them." The life lived by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ is a life that has been created by God. The purpose for which that creation has been performed is good works. Those who live by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ are to go about doing good. We are to minister unto others. We are to help them in their affliction and seek to comfort and mend their broken heart. The Christian life is a determined life. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 2, the Apostle Paul said, "For I determine not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified." The Apostle Paul had come to Corinth to preach the gospel of Christ. The message of that gospel was Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul was determined that this was the message that he would preach. As we live by the faith of the Son of God, we are determined that we will uplift Christ and the cross. We are determined that we will know Christ. We are to know how he lived. We are to know the purpose that he served. We are to know the Father that he adored and whom he honored through obedience. We are to be determined that we will live in the service of Christ and that we will glorify Christ and honor Christ. Philippians 3, 13, 14, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul had a purpose in mind for his life as he lived by the faith of Jesus Christ. He was determined that he would forget those things which were behind. Those things which were behind in the life of the Apostle Paul were sins committed against the Lord Jesus Christ. They were violations of the law of God, rebellion against the will of God. Paul was determined that he would forget those things. He would forget his past life. He would not dwell in the past, but rather he would reach forth unto those things which were before. Before him was service to Christ. Before him was a purged life. Before him was a life of service. And unto those things Paul would give himself. He would press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We must be determined that we will attain the prize that God has promised. We must be determined that in this life we will serve God, we will surrender ourselves to His will and do what He commands us to do. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Paul was determined that he would commit himself unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul suffered for the cause of Christ. He was stoned. He was beaten. He was imprisoned. He was persecuted and followed and hounded by various enemies of Christ. And yet he was not ashamed of the suffering through which he passed, for he knew the Christ in whom he believed and was persuaded that Jesus was able to keep that which Paul had committed unto him against that day. We must commit the keeping of our soul unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be determined that in our life Christ will be served and God will be glorified. The Christian life is a hopeful life. We live in hope. We live in expectation. We are assured and we are confident that there is a promise, a hope, a home for those who live by the faith of the Son of God. 1 Timothy 1, verse 1, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope." Jesus Christ is our hope. In this world, there is much sorrow and much discomfort. There is agony. There is a loss of hope. But through Jesus Christ, we have hope that our life can be better, that our journey upon the earth can be better, and that our future can be better. Our hope is, Titus 1, verse 2, eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Hebrews 6. Lying violates the very nature of God. God has promised eternal life unto those who will live by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul writes Titus, he says, "In hope of eternal life." Our hope, our expectation, our dream, the prize that is before us, the home that is before us, is eternal life in heaven. This is the hope of the individual who lives by the faith of the Son of God. We know that the grave is not the final answer in our life, but rather that beyond the grave, there is eternal life in heaven. John 10:28, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Jesus speaks to his disciples and says, "I give you eternal life." Eternal life is life that does not end, that is not interrupted. Eternal life is the joyous life. It is the complete life. We will never perish, says Jesus, because we live our life by the faith of the Son of God. Let us, as the Apostle Paul, be crucified with Christ and live by the faith of the Son of God. Because Jesus has loved us and He has given Himself for us, let us embark upon living the Christian life by committing our heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian life is a purged life whereby sins are removed and forgiven. The Christian life is a devoted life whereby we live in this world as servants of others and helpers to those who need us. The Christian life is a determined life that we will live in the service of Jesus and that we will spend our life in honor of God. The Christian life is a hopeful of eternal life and life beyond the grave and a home in the eternal land of heaven. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.